July 14, 1921. Just as the sun forms the life of all nature, the divine will forms the life of the souls. My will was swimming in the eternal volition, and an incomprehensible light made me comprehend and told me, "My daughter, it happens to one who lives in my will as to the earth exposed to the sun. The sun, king of all creation, dwells above all, and the whole of nature seems to be begging the sun for that which forms its life, its beauty, its fecundity. The flower begs the sun for its beauty, its color, its fragrance. And as it blooms and opens out, it opens its mouth to receive from the sun the heat and the light in order to acquire color, fragrance, and to form its life. The plants beg the sun for maturity, sweetness and flavor. All things beg their life from the sun. My will is more than sun. As the soul enters into its burning rays, she receives life. And as she keeps repeating her acts in my volition, she receives now my beauty, now my sweetness and fecundity, now my goodness and sanctity. So, each time she enters the rays of my will, she receives many more divine qualities. Oh, how many different beauties, how much liveliness of colors, how many fragrances she acquires! If these souls could be seen by the other creatures, they would form their paradise on earth, so great is their beauty. They are my reflectors, my true images.